Welcome to the Liberty and Ryan podcast.
With Liberty and Ryan Bernal.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Liberty and Ryan. This is Liberty Bernal.
Hi, and this is Ryan Bernal.
And we are here to share some really exciting news. The main news being we're back. We recorded a podcast, it feels like years, plural ago, but it wasn't that long ago. And then we took a little break and decided to come back more focused than ever. Yes. And I guess the bottom line is we're reintroducing the podcast. We also have news in that we are officially relationship coaches. And as many of you already know, but if you're new to listening, now you know, Ryan and I focus on post-divorce recovery. So we do a lot of coaching in our lives, and it's primarily business focused. But over the years, we've realized there are so many people that we can positively affect and inspire through our own story. So today, we are going to start sharing our story and reintroduce Liberty and Ryan to you. And we're going to talk about relationships and our specialty, being happy, healthy, traveling, all sorts of things. But I guess I'm stalling the inevitable. Today is the day that Ryan is going to interview me so I can share a little bit more and kick things off. So, Ryan?
Yeah, that's right. This episode's going to be fun for me because I get to ask Liberty a bunch of questions that we've come up with. In our next episode, we'll reverse those roles. And this was inspired by this road trip we just took to the Grand Canyon. And we played a game from the Gottman Institute, game or cards.
Yeah, it's kind of a game.
It's an app in the App Store. Was it Gottman Institute app? Cards. I'm sure if you just type in Gottman in any of your app stores, you'll find it. But it's highly recommended for anybody in any relationship, even if it's your first date. This would be just an incredible game to play on your first date, but just a bunch of questions, you know, everything.
They're pretty intimate. A lot of the questions are intimate,
right? But then we chose some different categories, just a lot of fun. So the Gottman Institute has an app with deck of cards that you can digitally click through and have fun. And so that's where we came up with this idea to ask each other some questions on the podcast to help our audience get to know us better and to just kind of focus on who we are as individuals. So unless Liberty wants to add anything else.
I'm just going to tell you better be nice because you're next. That's all.
We wrote the questions together, so they're nice.
But he could surprise me with something mean, but I'm guessing you're not going to. I'm ready.
Okay. So, Liberty, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, just so we understand who you are. A lot of people know who you are in the business world and in your business hat life, I guess you could say. But why don't you tell us about who you are in your married life and in our marriage life and in your personal life, a little bit about who you are and what you represent.
Yes, I will do that. Okay. This one is pretty easy. So, it's interesting that people tend to separate out their lives. And I think more than ever, I've been able to combine my life really into one. There's always the personal aspect, but it seems like finally all of my different lives have merged into one really comfortable, passionate place. So I'll start with us and our marriage. And I think meeting Ryan was actually the beginning of this new life, in that I was able to learn more about myself than ever through meeting Ryan. And we've done a lot of work on ourselves. So who I am today is a wife and a mom. Obviously, I'm your wife. I'm a mom to a six-year-old. So crazy. She's already six. Her name is Gracie. And my passion as far as a work focus goes is fitness, nutrition, and wellness, and also writing. I've recently written a book and published it, and I'm really into this whole podcast thing. And more than anything, I guess you could also say I love to inspire and motivate others. So I'm very fortunate that I've been able to do that through business, through being an entrepreneur, now through being in a very successful relationship with you and being a mom and a trainer and all those things. So I wear many hats, but they all culminate into one inspiring, motivating human. So I don't know if that helps answer your question.
If you had to use one word to describe yourself, what would your word be?
This is a test because I can't do anything in one word. One word would be inspiring.
Great. I would agree with that. You are a very inspiring human.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Next question. What does our term that we coined, what does post-divorce recovery mean to you?
Okay, so I love that our focus in coaching others besides business is not just in relationships, but it is in post-divorce recovery. And that term came from the idea that when you're going through or you're coming out of or whatever phase you're in around divorce, there's of course therapy, but there's also learning from people who've been through it what to expect. You know, it's almost like, you know, I mentioned I'm a mom. When you're a mom and you give birth, there are a lot of things that people do not tell you about what happens mentally, physically, emotionally, all of it. And I love that, you know, we've put together this idea of we really want to coach other people through post-divorce recovery and beyond, hopefully finding the next person in their life that is their soulmate and is there forever. For anyone listening who doesn't know, Ryan and I have both been divorced not once, but twice before. And it's been a roller coaster, right? But I think
it's not something we recommend.
Nope. But one thing we realized is just like in business, our greatest lessons learned were through our failures in previous relationships, whether they were our marriages or boyfriends and girlfriends or whatever it was. We've come to one another with bumps and bruises, and we have helped each other recover tremendously. And we want to apply what we've learned to helping others. So bottom line, post-divorce recovery means helping others get through and beyond divorce happily and as healthy as possible.
I like your definition of that. So that, I guess in a nutshell, you're just helping people to realize there's life after divorce.
Oh my gosh. The greatest life ever can happen. Your life can begin in a new way.
Yeah. Great. All right. Well, next question. Who is your favorite band or musical artist?
What? And that one's, that's not on the list.
Well, that's straight from the Gottman card deck, so.
And that was the one that I decided I didn't really know.
I know, but I think it'll help people get to know you better.
Okay, so I'm a giant nerd, and I like things from, you know, musicals to some rap. I've been inspired by your rap lately, and I'm liking Eminem more. But, you know, we've been talking about our next trip to Vegas, which is right around the corner, and seeing a Michael Jackson show. I've already seen Michael Jackson one twice because I love him so much. Michael Jackson's up there on my list of artists. And, you know, unfortunately, I'll never get to see him live. I'm in love with Pitbull. Ryan says it's okay that I'm in love with Pitbull because it's just for fun. And Jennifer Lopez, I mean, hello, Super Bowl. She's 50 and fabulous. So I'm definitely like a pop culture kind of girl. I could list a million, but I think that might give everyone some insight into my 16-year-old music personality. So there you go.
Yeah. So Pitbull, Eminem, Michael Jackson.
J-Lo.
A true product of the 90s.
Mm, well, 1980, really. Remember, you teased me about that.
Well, you were born in 80, but I feel like you don't really start processing music till like 10.
True.
Okay, what, in your opinion, makes our marriage different than other marriages?
Well, the fact that we both have been married before, and not just once, but twice, and we met when we were in our 30s. So to have already been divorced twice by the time you're in your 30s really puts a different perspective on things. And when we met, neither one of us was looking for anything. In fact, I would say we were both repelled by the idea of another relationship. And we both have put in so much effort into not only each other, but we've put in effort into ourselves as individuals to become better people, ultimately for one another and for those around us and our daughter. But I think that makes us really unique. We came, I think some people could say we almost came with a chip on our shoulder. Like, you know, when you go through so much in relationships, I don't know, it really does a number on you mentally. So to come to one another with all of that and work so hard and work through all our shit together, I think that's what makes us so unique and so different. And that we are willing to work so hard to make us work and believe that we are soulmates, because we know we are.
Yes. So the, I guess what makes us different, in your opinion, is that we shared similar turbulences prior to meeting each other. We both put in a lot of effort at becoming the best versions of ourselves we could be. And
well, yeah, and I think we, sorry to interrupt you, but I also think some of the things that we've done together and separate, some people would call cheesy. They might even roll their eyes. Like, we did some things that a lot of couples might not do if they're taking their relationship or their marriage for granted. Mm-hmm. But we know better at this point to not take it for granted. And we're willing to do not only the hard work, but the uncomfortable work to keep improving and push ourselves to be beyond the norm.
Yeah, that's a great answer to that question. And I'm sure we'll elaborate more on just the different topics or different things that we do in our marriage as we go on with our podcasting, right?
Right.
So what is your goal for this podcast? Why are we doing this podcast?
Well, because we want to share. We want to help others. We have a lot to say. Gives us a platform for that. I think we have found ourselves in a lot of situations with friends and family and even strangers at times where we start sharing some of the tactics and tools that we use to stay as happy and connected as we are. And we realize that there's something to that. So it just seems natural that we have a podcast to share that with others, where whether you're listening to this by yourself in hopes that your significant other will join you, or maybe you're dreaming of your future person and you want to learn now, maybe not the hard way like we did. There's so many scenarios, but a podcast is just that great avenue to share. So that's why.
Okay. How long are we doing the podcasting for?
You know, can I edit the last message with, or the last thing I said without, I'm not really going to edit it. I want to add to it. We're talking about post-divorce recovery. So part three of why is to help people going through a really shitty time and know that there's light at the end of that tunnel.
Good. Yes. What are your top five goals for...
Wait, you had a different question.
I did?
Yeah. Something about the timing of the podcast. Oh, you made up a new question again.
How long are we planning on doing the podcasting for? Like, are we committed to a certain length of time?
Okay, welcome to Ryan Bernal world, where he throws in a curveball and needs specifics around it.
Okay, well, we don't have to go. We don't know.
I'm teasing you. I think that, I mean, hopefully we'll go for years and we'll have hundreds, if not thousands of episodes. So, I mean, that would be a lot of people impacted and positively affected. So let's do it.
Okay.
Committed.
So other than podcasting, what are your top five goals for 2020?
Write a book with you. So on top of Let's Do This, my book I wrote by myself with a lot of support from you, and all these wonderful things we have to share, we have already, and I'm saying this on the podcast so we do it, okay? We're committing. We're accountable to whoever's listening. We've already mapped it out. We've already sat down and planned it. We have all the topics ready. We just need to write it. So we're writing a book. And I would like to coach more people. I would like to coach more women in their fitness, nutrition, and wellness goals. I would like to coach more couples and individuals in their relationship goals. Continue to be the best wife and mom possible. And travel. Did I miss
four?
Anything?
I think that was like four.
Five? I have to say one more. Mm-hmm. Can't travel count as two? I'll come back to that.
You'll come back to your fifth goal?
Yep.
Okay. What is your best piece of marriage advice?
Communication, for sure. And that's a broad one, but you have to make communication a priority, even when it gets uncomfortable. And right under that, like if you picture the word communication, and then most of us type on our computer, so you, then you hit return and then indent in right under that.
Tab.
Or it could be a bullet point, but this is how my brain works. Right under that would be staying calm. And Ryan knows why I'm saying that, because staying calm is something that I haven't always been very good at. And I'm just going to be really open about that. We might have to have a whole episode about staying calm, but it's like night and day after I've really used tools that are so easy to access out there to learn how to be more calm and thoughtful. When it comes to communication, I feel like it's so different now.
So calm communication, that's your,
yeah,
your best.
Because you can yell and scream at each other and fight, and that's communicating, right? But
calm communication.
Calm, yeah. And thoughtful. And if you can't be calm, figure out a way to be calm. But we'll talk about it. But that has changed my life.
I like that. Okay, this is just for fun, just to help everyone really get to know you and us better. Well, you in this situation. So if you could be any breed of dog, what breed would you be? And would you be a boy dog or a girl dog? And just so everyone knows, we have a dog, a German short-haired pointer, Snappy, who is amazing. So
so we're definitely dog people.
Dog. Well, we're a singular dog person. Dog. Singular dog people. We don't want multiple dogs.
Yeah, but okay. I won't go into explaining what I meant.
Oh, okay. We like dogs.
Yes. okay. So I would definitely be like a small dog, like more energetic.
Breed. Give us a breed.
Dog. Jeez.
Like what? A Pomeranian?
No. Mm-mm.
I'm a harsh critic of dogs, so.
I would be. So this my is a tough question. One of my favorite dogs that I've ever had, I've always had dogs, was a Maltese. And I know that some little dogs can be yippy, but dogs are dogs and they can be trained. But some are innately wonderful. And most Maltese dogs that I've met have been really wonderful dogs. So I had a dog named Charlie. Not Charlie. He was Charlie. And he was just awesome. So well behaved. Take him anywhere. But still energetic and fun. He was just all around like just a really good dog. So I think I'm all around a pretty good person, but I have energy when it's appropriate, but I'm a good companion. So, and whether they're boys or girls, those types of dogs have to be groomed. And they, like when you go to a dog show, even the boys have bows in their hair. So I think that kind of explains I'm a little high maintenance too.
So would you be a boy or a girl?
I'd still be a girl. I'm a girly girl.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. Well, those were exciting.
Oh, my fifth goal of the year, by the way. I might have to write a follow up to my book too. So I guess there's like two books to write. Oh, I hesitated because I really didn't want to commit to that, but I think I can do it. There you go.
Okay. Well, great. Well, those were great answers. I was happy to hear your different answers. I think I knew most of those answers, but it's always fun to do it. Like I said, we did this for 2 hours and a car ride just together, and it was a lot of fun. So this was fun, and we hope you guys really enjoyed hearing the answers. Those next episode, we'll flip this around. We'll use the same questions. Maybe Liberty will add some of her own, and I will be the one doing the answering. And we love comments and feedback. So if you want to send us any questions you'd like to hear the answers to, I mean, there's nothing stopping us from doing this more.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to interview Ryan. So stay tuned for that. That'll be our next podcast. And to everyone listening, we hope that you get inspired and learn. And we will be back soon.
Bye-bye. Find us online at libertyandryan.com.
And on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, @LibertyandRyan.